crossbody pro wrestling. Of course. Why wouldn't you? Big Ben. Head honcho at CBPW is doing the commentary this evening. And he does a blooming good job. I tell you what, he gets overexcited, but then he loves wrestling. And he sounds sometimes like Joey Starrs. Oh my God! Sounds a bit like that. Not like that, that's too strangulated, but you know what I mean. He gets overexcited, and that adds something, actually. Even though I love Speedball Mike and Vader Scott, and I'm looking forward to them coming back, it's good. We've got Erin announcing, which is always lovely. And we've got Eli Surge, who is wearing a tinfoil cloak, which has aspirations to Ric Flair, but or Macho Man, actually, but isn't quite, and a tinfoil hat, and he must have a load of tinfoil, as Ben says, because he hands some out. He's fighting Nilo Reyes here. He hands some out to Nilo, some out to the fans as well. By the way, Nilo is on the Undisputed Wrestling card game. I'd like to have a go at that. I like that. Anyway, you've got Surge giving a tinfoil hat to Nilo and then to the ref. The ref stops that shenanigans, but it will come back a bit later. Oh, yes. There's a Surge atomic drop off the ropes. Then he places foil on... It's not really a hat. It's just a little bit of foil on Nilo's head. It doesn't look great, but there you go. Big face buster from Eli Surge for a two count. Michinoku driver, though, from Nilo for a two count of his own. Huge palm strike. You don't often see that. Massive palm strike from Eli for another long two. Ben is excited by Surge's crossbody. I wouldn't have got so excited, but I would have done for the super kick, which gains a two count, or garners a two count if you like. Big Nilo back fist, which he likes, of course, for a two count of his own. Sky high from Nilo. History maker, which in his excitement, Ben calls the Rainmaker. Yes, for the pin. And it's rather good. Rather good. Now, Nilo then talks to us. He wants to win when the smoke clears. Who doesn't? You wouldn't be saying, I want to go into the premium live event and lose in my match. Unless you were thinking, well, I don't know, I'll have a brand as a loser. But you, of course you're going to want to win. Fair enough. Mr. Atlantis, who's now got merchandise. Apparently, according to Ben, after 24 years or so wrestling, he has merchandise. Buy that T-shirt. Well, 37 years, I think it is, actually. In my notes, it says. Now, he's facing Andrew Love. There's a Love arm drag. An Atlantis belly to back suplex. Huge slam. Love gets a lovely crossbody off the top because it's speed versus power, really. There is an Atlantis leg capture exploded suplex. Love goes to kick him. Atlantis picks up the leg, hits the exploded suplex. Power slam. Love kicks out and then hits a fantastic driving elbow to the back of the head. It's an elbow drop. Back of the head, and no one's going to get up from that. Certainly not Mr. Atlantis. And there you go. So, that gets the pin. Now, Andrew Love doesn't like Anthony Musso, and he will win at the PLE. Of course he will. When the smoke clears, it's called. You're not going to say, but I think I'll lose to you. I don't like you, Anthony Musso, but by God, I think I'm going to lose at the PLE. Of course you're not. Out come the promotion, the commotion in the promotion. They want to talk about the premium live event when the smoke clears. It's a four-way tag, but apparently now it's not a four-way tag. And it's going to be the Dynasty versus the Commotion. Travis isn't too happy. Gives the mic to Grizzly. I don't know what's going on, really. Out come the Dynasty. Laurel Cassidy is then out, and there's a match. Laurel Cassidy joins the Commotion, and you've got the ex-tag team champs, Jackson Roy, Mikey Truth, with Dee Smith, who is the current internet champ. Now, Moore tags himself in to Laurel Cassidy early on. Hits a basement dropkick. Smith gets some elbow smashes in. There's a great backbreaker from Jackson Roy. Spinning back fist from Laurel Cassidy works very well. And then Cassidy, I know he's a smaller guy, but she hits an F5 on Mikey Truth. Just great. Moore sticks in an acai moonsault, which is lovely. There's a nasty double team commotion superplex for the win. You know, Grizzly Mac deals with the head and Moore deals with the feet. And it really, I suppose, spikes them. It's really rather good, this match. Now, Mikey's in his shades. He's the champ, so he can be. Talking to us, he'll face Sway Archer very soon. The shades, though, are up when he talks about his mentor, Tyler Thomas, who he will face, I think, at the PLE, won't he? Or maybe he's facing Sway Archer at the PLE. I don't know. But he says that he has to be better. He gets angry. He wants to show that he repays people's faith in him, and that is quite right. Beautifully done. Nice promo. The promos in Crossbody Pro Wrestling are fabulous. Love them. And so are the matches. Like this one, Alex Gagne versus Matt Grant. He's called the present now. I don't think he's giving us a present, unless his work is the present, and that would be a nice one to have, wrapped up in a lovely bow. Okay. Gagne is smacked by, or rather Grant is smacked by Gagne as he arrives down, as he arrives to the ring. He's just getting the boos of the crowd when he gets smacked by Gagne as well. Now Ben tells us, and quite admits it, which is lovely, that he had to make this match. This was one he had to make. It's great. Love it. Love the insight, really. Matt Grant gets a chain to the back of Gagne's head. This is a street fight after all. Oh yes, I didn't know until I saw that. Then Gagne counters a tornado DDT with a belly-to-belly suplex. That's just great. So hard to do and lovely. Big chops, outside in clothesline from Grant. Grant has a kendo stick and uses it, then drives it to the throat of Alex Gagne. Gagne counters to Matt Grant knees with a big power bomb. That's hard to do as well. I love it. Low blow, and from Grant, he goes up top. And as Ben tells us, Matt's being scolded by children in the audience. Yes, he is. Scolded. Very nice. There's a Matt Grant swanton onto a set-up chair because Gagne moved. He set it up for ages. Gagne must have seen it there. Then Gagne hits his sliding German suplex. I mean, out of nowhere. It's very sudden, you know. Then a powerbomb, nasty, on the apron, and a spinning neckbreaker for a 2.999 recurring. 2.999999999 recurring. And then a spine buster for a long two count. It looks like he's really racking up the offense here. And an elbow drop with a chair off the top. Grant kicks out. An elbow drop with a chair off the top, and Grant still kicks out. Grant gets a door, a rather cheap door, from under the ring. There's JT Kirk, I suppose to help Grant, I guess. Gagne grabs him and hits the Impaler DDT, but walks straight into a shank from Grant, through the door, for the pin. It was brilliant. The episode was blooming great as well. I love it. Why wouldn't you? Crossbody Pro Wrestling got it all going on. And I implore you to watch regularly. Ta-ta.